on that particular day, on Memorial Day, I was out working in the yard and heard the music. And I'm not saying that there wasn't a police patrol come by, but I never saw any. I didn't see a park ranger, didn't see any patrols come by. And it was a busy day at the park. So, you know, that's just a comment I had, just a lack of police presence, number one. Number two, I was curious. I understand that the city has a policy that you have to have a permit for a group of over 20 people. And I understand this particular group had been coming here for years. So I'd like to know, was there a permit for over 20 people? Was there a permit for the music? And was there a permit for the bouncers?
Okay. Let me respond to your first question about the presence here at the park that day. Memorial Day is the kickoff to the summer season. And as you know, it's a huge beach day, park day. On any given day, we have a lot of staffing for East Division. We have 10 beats here. At a minimum, we staff, at a very minimum, 10 cars for the entire East Division. On that particular day, we had sufficient staff to cover the area. But that being said, with the volume of calls for service, our officers were busy that day. But we were here. We were out in force. Park rangers, as of today, have been reduced. And their jurisdiction is primarily relegated to El Dorado Park. And if I'm not mistaken, I can't quote you numbers, but their staffing is drastically reduced from years past. So, in essence, the police department assists the parks department by patrolling and covering the parks. This park falls in one of our what we call Beat 16. So we do have an officer here, and when an officer is deployed, we deploy for the period of 1 year. So you generally see the same officer for an entire year on day shift, afternoon shift, or our overnight shift. They're aware of the parks. It's their job to get to know the community and be seen.
I'm Phil Hester. I'm the director of Parks, Recreation, Marine Department, and let me try to answer those. First of all, thanks very much again for being here. Safety in our parks is probably one of our top priorities, and I think it is from a city's perspective, and we work very, very closely with the police department. Let me just briefly, very quickly, and I'll answer that question for sure. We don't have citywide park rangers anymore because of the budget situation. All of the park rangers citywide were eliminated a year or so ago. And we only have rangers in El Dorado East, in that particular area. We did used to have a group that came out of El Dorado that covered this particular park and Hartwell and also Wardlow. But right now, we only have about three or four rangers that are in El Dorado East. The other thing is that actually, when we did go to citywide, we only had about five or six rangers citywide, and that's to cover the whole city. So, again, even in those type of situations, we communicated very well with the police department if we had issues that were reported within the various parks. Specifically as it relates to this particular group, this group did not have a permit. The city's ordinance calls for the standpoint that any group over 25 in any type of situation are supposed to have a permit. That's a sports league. It's a picnic. If more than 25. Obviously, it's a public park, and a lot of people don't know those particular rules. What we try to do is if we encounter those individuals, and again, when we had rangers on, the rangers would come in and ask them if it was a group that was an extremely large group, if they had a permit. We wouldn't necessarily shut them down just because they didn't have a permit unless we anticipated that there were some problems. But you are supposed to have a permit. If you have the jumpers or the bouncy bounces, I call them, those are required also to be able to have permits, and only certain companies that the city has approved are able to provide those. So obviously, in this particular case, this particular group did not have a permit could have been probably notified or maybe should have been notified from the standpoint that they needed a permit. The fact that they've been here for many, many years, again, we don't know from the standpoint if they had been informed about a need for a permit in the past. All the park signs that are within the park talk in terms that permits are needed for anybody that are 25 or more. But in this particular case, this group did not have a permit. And I probably should clarify, too, is that, you know, our staff, a lot of times we'll encounter somebody, especially if it's a large group. We have, in this particular case, I think they came in and they were pulling their vehicles up on the grass and stuff, and we alerted them that they can't do that. And then they dropped their stuff off, and then they left. And that's what happens a lot of times. And then also when we ask them about permits, you know, we're not going to shut down a family a family event like this. We let them know that they do need a permit for the following year if they're going to have an event. Again, it depends on who you're talking to as to whether that word gets through the particular group or not. So the fact that they've been here for a few years and not having problems, again, doesn't mean or justify the fact that they shouldn't have had a permit.
What are you guys doing to prevent in the future? You just described, sir, the family didn't have a permit. You've got 14, 18 years coming here. So let's talk about prevention. What are you going to do with regard to enforcement of the policy? Because I think if you had enforced some of the policies to begin with, you may have avoided those things from occurring at all. So if you have people unloading their equipment and somebody approaches them and says, hey, where's your permit? And you go ahead and let it continue, and you don't enforce the policy, then why even have it? Why don't we just throw all that stuff away and just let it go? So what are you guys doing from the parks perspective to prevent it? And I think you could diffuse a lot of these issues from happening if we take a little bit of time to enforce the established rules. And then these people that are coming in from the city or even in the city that shouldn't be at the parks and following the rules don't even bother because they know they can't get away with it, right? And then from the police perspective, I feel bad for you guys because you guys lost, what, 100 officers in this last year? So we're planning to. So I think the issue, I think, is more about the actual policy enforcement. So I'd be more interested to hear what's going to be done to enforce the rules that are already in place. And we already have that with people complaining about immigration reform, and I mean, we might as well bring it down to our local level. It concerns us the most, and certainly a shooting in our backyard is pretty concerning.
Yeah. I'll just address that a little bit. What I was told also is that one of the parties involved in this family reunion was the lady who was the founder in Compton of Mothers Against Gangs. So you have people who are, you know, trying to do the right thing. As far as what are we going to do next year, I can't so much talk about the park and rec point other than that we will have communication with them. We'll, as best we can, try and shore up the fact if you have major groups in a park that as much as possible, check and see if they have permits. But the reality is as well that they could have a permit and still have the shooting in the park or a stabbing. You know, you might have a better idea on who to go back to be able to get information, but that hasn't been a problem in this case anyway. And I don't disagree with you. If we have a policy, we should enforce it. It comes down to personnel. And generally, the park rangers would do that. But as Phil talked about, they're down dramatically from where they were. So as we look to come out of this, recession or worse that we've been in now for several years, we hope to be able to boost the numbers back up again and be able to do what we'd like to be able to do. Right now, as you heard, we're doing the best we can with what we have. But I can guarantee you that we'll have increased police patrols here next year in anticipation of crowds and the anxiety of the people in the neighborhood about going to the park when people are coming in to use the park that way. So we're always listening for intel. Our gang officers, our gang detectives are on top of things. We work very closely with the sheriff's department so that people coming in from surrounding jurisdictions, if there's any planned events, we're always on top of that, and you'll see a big gang unit presence there. But no intel of any kind on this before it happened, and there were no pre-incident indicators that would lead us to deploy heavily for that. So, I mean, based on what we knew, I think the patrol that they gave in the general area would be deemed appropriate. It's when something happens that's unexpected, you got to respond to it and do the best you can then.
Again, I'm just going to piggyback on a point that my neighbor made about what would be telling about the group is in terms of how much cooperation you got
right
with the investigation. And again, that tends to feed into the fear that
right,
we
sure
as residents will have going into next year, because we know that retaliation does happen.
Yeah, right.
And, again, is there any way we can be kept abreast of the investigation without giving up too much information to compromise this investigation?
There's a good likelihood we'll be able to identify who they were. We're also, as the chief mentioned, we're working with the L.A. Sheriff's Department, who has law enforcement responsibility for Compton, to see what type of intelligence information we can get from them. But as the chief said, because we know that they've been coming here and we know that they had the issue this past Memorial Day, it will certainly be on our radar for next Memorial Day.
I think that as residents, that's all we really want to hear, is that looking forward, that there's going to be something, action, and that we can be assured that we don't have to live in fear in our own neighborhoods.
As it relates to the permit, this is a major issue from a standpoint, and it really comes down to an enforcement standpoint, and we have to train our staff. And fortunately, on that day, we actually had, with it being a holiday, we had expanded some hours. Historically, as you probably know, we only have staff here after school hours during the school year, and during the summer, we are able to expand a little bit longer. And historically, we've had to close closed on Sundays and also some on holidays. We did have staff on that particular day, but they left at 4 o'clock, which is what their normal schedule is. But from the standpoint of the issue about permits, we've been talking to staff about being a little bit more aggressive from the standpoint. I don't want a part-time person going in to encounter somebody about a permit request, but we've asked them to use some common sense, is that if they feel uncomfortable or if the group is they consider to be too large of a group, the issue with the jumpers and et cetera obviously should be something that we should make sure that they are sensitive to, because, again, that issue is not only just from the standpoint of as a jumper, there's some liability issues potentially from the city's perspective if they have something like that and somebody gets hurt on public property. So in answer, again, to the gentleman's question, it is something that we are very sensitive to. It comes down to enforcement, but we are looking at some ways to be able to better address some of those type things. Obviously, during the holidays, we concentrate a little bit more because that's when we get the huge crowds. But with the situation going on, with the financial situation, we're seeing a lot more people using our parks than probably we ever have before. And so, as opposed to going on vacations, they're doing a lot of things within the parks. But we're working very closely with our staff to try to address some of that particular issue. I appreciate that.
Ken, I want to answer your question. There were no cuts of uniformed officers last year. The council has been very adamant about not cutting uniformed officers. And I was one of the few people who voted against cutting the park rangers. We need to have an alternative in between for the parks. I want to see if there's some way my colleagues will support this year that we get maybe some individuals who are in a uniform, who carry a walkie-talkie, who can be in the park, because alerting the police is the biggest key. One ranger could not have done anything in that instance, and historically Long Beach has never had more than one ranger in an area. So that needs to be addressed. But I want to assure you that we have not cut police. We actually are trying to get an academy going because we have to fill those vacancies and get up to where we need to be, but we have not cut officers. There's also, for those of you who live in Lakewood Village, you have your neighborhood watch. If you're not in it, please get in it. There's 250 people, block captains involved, and this area is actually the model neighborhood watch for the entire city of Long Beach, because they were able to organize the entire Lakewood Village. So, if you need information, get a hold of me, but get involved, because it really is an opportunity, in addition to what the chief is proposing, to help the police. You're the eyes and ears, because no city has enough money to have that many police on the street all the time. So when you call, you see something that helps them in the work that they're doing.
Good morning. I wanted to piggyback on one of the comments that one of my neighbors just mentioned. How are we as individuals to identify what group would be a gang?
Thank you for the question, because it's a good one. It's not so much the what anybody looks like is what we're interested in. It's what they're doing, what their behavior is. if people are there, and no matter what age they are, no matter what they look like, if they're acting up, if they're doing things that are provocative, if they're doing things that look like it might lead to violence, if it looks like it's something that just doesn't feel right to you and you think somebody should take a look at it, that's enough to give us a call and we'll roll somebody by and see what we think. We may know them based on prior contacts, them to be gang members or to be neighborhood kids. And that's often, you know, the distinction that having officers who work a period or a neighborhood over an extended period gets to know the people and who's out there capering and who's out there trying to do the right thing. Thanks.
So I have a question back on the permit. So even if this group had had a permit for 100 people, is there a link between the park department and the police department that you guys always know when there's going to be parties of greater than 20 in a park? So if you're shaking your head no, that you you wouldn't have known. So there wouldn't have been increased police department, there wouldn't have been increased presence because you wouldn't have known about the permit. And for the future, I mean, I would think that if somebody got a permit for 100 people in a park, that our police department should know that there's a party going on and you should have increased presence in that area. And I would recommend that somehow there become a link, or maybe an increased permit for that many people has to go through the police department. That you know, it wouldn't have helped us if they had a permit. You know, you wouldn't have known about it. So
we would have known, and I don't disagree, that's not a bad thing to look at. There's communication between the two departments if there's something that rises to the level of, you know, hey, we're worried about this group or something, but they have a permit. Park and Recs would let us know, they'd let East Division know, and then they would roll cars by to see what the officers thought of the situation. A group of 25 in a park, I mean, they're everywhere. They're all over this.
The officers would have been more aware of.
We had a situation about 2 weeks over in Bixby Knolls with a permit enforcement issue from the standpoint as to whether they're violating those.